Russia launches massive missile attack on Ukrainian infrastructure. By John Hayward on December 16, 2022. Both Russian and Ukrainian officials on Friday confirmed a massive Russian missile attack against infrastructure targets across Ukraine. Ukrainian officials described severe damage, loss of civilian life, and further threats to public safety as the power was shut down in several cities during frigid winter weather. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry described the assault as a massive terrorist missile attack that included 76 cruise missiles. The Defense Ministry claimed Ukrainian forces were able to shoot 60 of the missiles down, but many smaller missiles and artillery barrages struck their targets. The Ukrainian capital of Kyiv reportedly endured one of the fiercest attacks of the war to date, with half of Russia's cruise missiles targeting the city. Residents fled into bomb shelters as explosions were reported across the city. Problems with the power grid occurred nationwide. Railroads were shut down, and at least three civilian casualties occurred in different cities. A Ukrainian commander in Kyiv claimed one of the Russian missiles was brought down by machine gun fire, a feat he conceded was almost impossible, but it was done nonetheless. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said he thought Russian leader Vladimir Putin was trying to freeze Ukrainians into submission by knocking out the power grid shortly before Christmas. "We may lose most electricity and gas supply as attacks on gas production enterprises continue. There may be attacks on gas distribution networks, leading to severe limitations on gas transportation in some regions and large cities. This could mean that some cities could be left without heating in winter temperatures that can reach minus 20 C," he warned. The city of Kharkiv, a smaller city in central Ukraine called Poltava, and the Black Sea coastal region of Odessa were also hit hard. An apartment building in the city of Kryvyi Rih, the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, was destroyed, killing at least three civilians. Hundreds of miners were trapped underground near Kryvyi Rih by explosions, prompting a major rescue effort. The mayor of Kharkiv, Ihor Terekhov, said there was colossal damage to infrastructure, primarily the energy system. "I ask you to be patient with what is happening now. I know that in your houses there is no light, no heating, no water supply," Terekhov told city residents. The Ukrainian Air Force said Russia launched its waves of cruise missiles from a frigate in the Black Sea and from long-range bombers over the Sea of Azov. The Ukrainians said Russian warplanes flew around the launch corridors in an attempt to confuse Ukrainian air defenses. Ukrainian defense forces may soon have a few new responses to such Russian attacks. The U.S. agreed this week to send Patriot anti-air missile batteries to Ukraine, which might have been one trigger for the massive Russian onslaught. The Russian Foreign Ministry on Thursday said Patriot missiles and their crews would be treated as military targets upon arrival in Ukraine. Ukraine is also an enthusiastic customer for Turkey's premier drone manufacturer, Baykar, which on Thursday announced its first air-to-air combat unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, had completed its maiden flight. The Baykar TB2 drone proved to be a game-changing weapons platform in Ukraine and several other conflicts over the past few years, delivering lethal effectiveness and technical sophistication at a very reasonable cost. The new air-to-air fighter drone, dubbed the Kizil Elma, Golden Apple, is a high-speed jet-powered craft that resembles a leading-edge fighter jet. The drone is highly maneuverable, has stealth characteristics, carries a wide variety of munitions, and can be launched with fully automatic controls from very short runways. The Kizil Elma, which has been in development for nearly a decade, uses a single jet engine that was designed in Ukraine. Baykar is planning to open a manufacturing plant in Ukraine within 2 years, which might be close to when the new drone is ready for production. Baykar's new air combat drone became a high priority after Turkey was ejected from the F-35 fighter program in 2019. The F-35 is a manned joint strike fighter that can launch from relatively small ships or short runways. After the U.S. removed Turkey from the F-35 program in retaliation for Turkey buying Russian surface-to-air missiles, Turkey made plans to outfit its flagship amphibious assault ship TCG Anadolu, a helicopter carrier that became a very small aircraft carrier, with drones that could conduct both ground attack and air combat missions.